Dear listener, it's Heaven here. I just wanted to say that my voice is incredibly raspy at the moment because I am really quite ill and I have a cold. I think I might even have some sort of flu. It's making recording audios very difficult. But somebody sent me this script which requires one to be ill while doing it. So I thought I'd give it a go. Oh, damn it. Oh, shoot, did I wake you up? Oh, God, I'm really sorry. Oh, no, don't worry about it. I just knocked my phone off the nightstand. Yeah, it's pretty early. I can't sleep. I keep waking up having to cough and blow my nose. Yeah, honestly, please just go back to sleep. I was actually going to go and put some warmer clothes on, so maybe my flannel PJs. Well, cold would be an understatement. I'm freezing. Well, do you remember last night when I said I might be coming down with something? I think it's flu. I haven't caught a chill like this in a long time. I feel absolutely rotten. Oh, you mean it? Oh, that'd be great. Oh, I never turned down an offer to snuggle. But just so you know, I wasn't exaggerating about being freezing. I'm so cold. Okay, well, let's do this. Well, it's not going to work if I'm the only one topless. Yes, it's an emergency. I need direct skin-to-skin contact. Oh, come on, please hurry before I turn into an ice cube. There you go. Oh, okay, we should probably spoon because I really don't want you catching this. It's probably safer if I'm not breathing germs right into your face. Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, God, it's really nice. Here, let me back up into you a little. I'm not too close, am I? I love it when you hold me tight. You sure you don't mind being this close? All right, it's just that my ex was so worried about getting sick. And he wouldn't even be in the same room as me, so yeah, there's that. Yeah, he'd grab his pillow and just go and sleep on the sofa. I mean, I can understand being careful, and I feel awful about passing it on, but when I'm sick, that's also when I crave comfort and intimacy the most. I feel like I become quite needy. Oh, oh dear, I'm really not good. I meant snuggling mostly, but sometimes, yeah. I want the other kind of intimacy too. Is that really so surprising? Don't tell me that you've never gotten horny while you've been sick. See, we're not so different. I'll tell you a secret. As long as I'm not feverish or anything, I love spending a sick day just losing myself in a romantic novel. The trashier, the better. Exactly. It's all about making the best of a situation. I have to say, my body is never warmer or softer than when I've been snuggled in a blanket all day. And I'd love to have someone take advantage of that. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, don't be afraid to let those hands roam a little. It's okay. You can put your hands there. Oh, my boobs are cold. As if you couldn't tell from my rock-hard nipples. Yeah, it's a good thing you're not in front of me. I could take your eye out. Oh, God. Oh, I love the way you handle them, though. Oh, sorry for my sniffling. Oh, yes, just like that, baby. Oh, so good. Of course they don't mind. I can never turn down one of your amazing boob massages. Especially when you're reaching around me like this. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh. Mm. Oh, yeah, kiss me right there. My neck is so sensitive. Oh, it's hard to be sexy when you feel this ill. Oh, this is really hot. I've wanted to do something like this for so long, but I've always had to make do with taking care of myself. I just feel like comforting, cozy intimacy is the best way to get over sickness, you know? It's not the same with toys, though. I actually have this one fantasy, if you want to hear it. I thought you might. Well, it happened years ago, but I was in bed, lying on my back. Yes, it's a true story. Well, part truth and part a little bit of fantasy. You'll see. Just keep listening and kissing my neck while you do it. So, I'd been sick for a while. And it was the first time in days that I didn't have to take anything for congestion. I was feeling pretty good, all things considered. Now, I was single at the time, but imagine what it would have been like if I'd had a boyfriend to take care of me. Like bringing me plenty of hot soup and herbal tea, and maybe that special Kleenex with the lotion in it. Yeah, the VIP treatment. Not unlike this glorious boob massage that you're giving me. But he also really missed kissing me, and our cuddles only made me more horny. Instead of looking at me and seeing a sick girl in bed, he only saw the beautiful girlfriend he had desperately wanted to have sex with. Yeah, he couldn't take it anymore. And since I was feeling just a little bit better, he just had to have sex with me right there. To be clear, I was also just as fucking horny. And I couldn't wait to use my dildo. I imagined him kissing my neck and nibbling on my earlobe as he slowly pumped himself in and out of me. Oh, my dildo felt so fucking satisfying that day. That's really nice. Oh, you're driving me crazy with all those little neck kisses. Oh, it's a little distracting, actually. Oh, no, don't stop. No, keep going, please. Now, where was I? Oh, right, yes, the dildo. I would have fucked myself like that for hours if I could have. But I was just so desperate to come. I'm usually very quiet when I'm with myself, but I was so worked up that I really got into the fantasy, and I started moaning as if I was urging him on, getting hornier and hornier by the moment. And then when suddenly I just became completely overcome by an explosive coughing fit. Yeah, I had to stop and laugh about it. At one point, I think I was even coughing and laughing at the same time, but that wasn't going to stop me from finishing, now was it? Oh. So when I got back into it, I imagined that he just held on to me while I coughed. He clutched me so tight to him, buried his face in my neck and just kept fucking me until I came all over his dick. And then he unloaded his balls inside me. Did you like my fantasy? Did you? You're grinding pretty hard against my ass, you know. I had noticed. Yeah, I think it's pretty sexy too. I love the thought of having a boyfriend who would just lust after me so much that he doesn't care if my voice sounds weird or that I've been lying in bed all day. He'd even risk catching a cold or whatever just to make me come and come with me. Oh, I'm so sorry. Don't get me wrong. If I'm feeling all sniffly and gross, the sexiest thing you could do for me is brew me a nice hot cup of lemon tea with lots of honey. Oh, I feel like your promise to bring me tea is heavily influenced by my tits in your hand. And what if I became unbearingly demanding? What if I got a little bell and summoned you every time I need my pillow fluffing? Ding-a-ling-a-ling. Honey, I'm sick. I need you. Please bring me the things I need. Well, lucky for you, I'm pretty sure it takes a lot more than the flu for me to become that obnoxious. Since we're talking about it, though, as amazing as a hot drink would be right now, that would mean you having to get up. And you're doing such a good job of keeping me warm. Maybe you'd like to show me the other ways that you'd take care of your poor, sick, horny girlfriend. Sorry. Oh, baby, that's really good. Oh, I love your hands. Oh, they're so warm. Please touch me all over. Oh, fuck. Can you feel how wet I am through those panties? No. I guess you better keep rubbing. Oh, shit. Oh, God, that is the spot. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, I love your touch. Oh, you really know how to make me squirm. Oh, baby, can you take your cock out? I want to feel it. Oh, yes, so stiff. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's so warm. You're just dying to put it in me, aren't you? Well, maybe I should just push these panties to the side. And, oh, just like that. Oh, almost here. Oh, let me help. Let me guide that cock into my aching pussy. Oh, yes, baby. Oh, just push it in slowly. Oh, I want to savor this. Oh, my God, I love this. Oh, it's so good. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's so good. Nice. Long strokes. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, it feels amazing. Oh, yeah. Oh, tell me how it feels. Tell me how good my pussy feels. Oh, baby, you're so sexy. Oh, I love having you inside me. I love how your cock feels. Oh, hold me tight. Oh, please hold me tight while you make love to me. I don't need to be fuck silly, but tender, sexy cream pie would really hit the spot right now. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, yes. It would really help me fight off the virus, don't you think? Oh, God, baby, yes. Oh, fuck, that is good. Oh, I'll never get tired of this. Oh, the way our hips are moving as one as you take me from behind. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, you know I don't last long when you start rubbing my clit. Oh. Yes, baby. Yes, I want to come for you. Are you going to come for me too? Are you going to warm me up inside with a nice hot load of your gum? Oh, fuck. Yes, I want it. I want it. I want you to fill me up. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, my God, right there. Oh, right there, baby. Oh, right there, keep coming. Keep rubbing. Oh, my God, I'm so fucking close. Please come at me. Please come at me. I'm gonna come. Oh, my God, I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, sorry, baby. Oh, that was wonderful. Oh, I'd be begging you for more if I weren't so exhausted right now. Oh. Yeah, I do feel nice and warm now. Thank you. You did such a good job. I hope this means you won't mind taking care of me while I get over this flu or whatever it is. Maybe. We'll see how I feel, but there's a good chance I'll be feeling horny again soon. Oh. No, what I mostly meant was lots of herbal tea. And some loving cuddles when I need it. Oh, no, no. Can you stay inside me for a bit? Please? I think I might be confined to the bed for the rest of the day. And I want to remember how good this feels. Oh, you're so good to me. I'm really lucky to have you. I love you, baby.